While agriculture represents the biggest share of California's water use, homes and neighborhoods account for two-thirds of urban consumption. That's the focus of a new water modeling tool being developed at Sonoma State University's Center for Sustainable Communities. Alex Hines, a co-manager of the project, explains it was commissioned by the State Department of Water Resources.
We were commissioned to look at the economic and environmental costs and benefits of what's often called low-impact development or water-friendly construction practices versus business as usual, doing it without really thinking about impacts and benefits to water. The idea was to let people know the economic benefits as well as the environmental benefits or costs so that they could make an informed decision and want to do it rather than just being forced to do it.
What they're developing is a customized Excel spreadsheet that allows the user to compare the impacts of changes in a lot of variables, in construction materials, landscaping, and water infrastructure, and it assesses water use along with the costs of installation and maintenance. Kara Kelly, a graduating student who worked on the project, says it can be applied to both individual properties or larger residential developments.
The tool has six or seven different tabs, and a homeowner landscaper can go in and put in the amount of concrete that's already there that you want to use. And as you go through and you want to make different development decisions, you can take out some of that concrete and put in permeable pavers, and you can see the reflections in about five or six different outputs below. The general idea is that a homeowner could put out what they already have, switch everything around to implement some of these low-impact development decisions, and then get some different outcomes as far as water use.
Other team members conducted a series of field tests at real-world sites in Marin and Sonoma counties, but Kelly put it to the test at the Cattotti home she rents.
I had a lot of different components to this house, which really didn't need to happen for a college student. But we had a deck, we had a huge backyard, we had a bunch of trees, we had a huge driveway, but we didn't have any grass. I disconnected the downspouts, I took out the driveway and put in permeable pavers. I tried to reflect a lot of this stuff and see what would happen. And especially what's interesting is this tool actually calculates CO2 emissions based on applied water use. So that was really neat to see from an environmental studies perspective, kind of understanding that background for it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's really easy to play with.
Even though the tool, that's their shorthand name for it, is designed to be easily manipulated by homeowners, Hines says they anticipate it will find a more immediate user base among planning and water management officials.
Planning departments, other governmental agencies at the local level, such as water district staff or city staff that meet with the public. But we also see landscapers, architects, different state agencies, homeowners.
The SSU Center is now preparing an updated and expanded version of the tool, which will ultimately be made available to the public free of charge through the Department of Water Resources website. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.